हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
condition. No. It is not so.
Not eternal condition so. Anadi Bhattar. There eternally means anadi. But not eternal. Because then we have no any scope for further to be out of mind.
Yeah. Anadi. He never had any direct relationship with Krishna. He never, Anadi Baddha, never had any relationship with Krishna.
We cannot tell like this. Because in his sarup, everything is there. But he has never felt it. In a seed, you cannot tell that there is no tree. There was no tree. No fruit, no branches, no leaves. You cannot tell. It is there, but we cannot see. We are not seeing.
Latent position.
If a man has eyes, he'll see everything in that.
In the seed.
Everything. How many leaves will come? How many fruits will be there? How, for what time a leaf will be hara?
Green,
and after what time it will be yellow, and after what it will go out, and again then it will. Everything is there in seed. So it is there, but in latent state. So Mukta Mahapurush, Mahabhagavat, sees that he is serving Krishna, but we are seeing that we are conditioned. So anything definite cannot be told. It will be beyond Siddhanta.
Now the next point, as we heard it explained.
You understand this? You understand this?
Not completely, no. Because seed, you can say seed was never tree, even though it's latent. But at the same time, it's not a tree, but it will become tree. So same thing, Sambandha. You can say seed of Sambandha is there, but that doesn't mean that there is an active relationship.
But Mukta Mahapurush, everything cannot be tulna nahi kiya ja sakta, cannot be compared in every respect. Only some thing has been told in this
analogy.
In similarity, but not everything is similar. Seed is not Chetan, but Atma is Chetan. In Atma, Ma is not there. Like in sun, there are no clouds. Out of sun there are clouds. We are seeing clouds, but who are above clouds, they are seeing sun always. They don't see clouds. So a person like Narada, they can see that always he is serving. But yet we are conditioned souls. So, what we tell at this stage, only for some time. And it is only udaran,
example
for us, not an exact example. So we should try to do Harinam and to beg mercy that when we'll be out of Maya, then we can realize all this. Harinam is Suddha, Purna Suddha, Nitya Mukta, Abhinat Tvang Namanami, but we are not realizing. Only a devotee who has come Uttam Bhagavat, like here described, ki Nidhut Kasai, Murchit Kasai, and Prapta Parikarde, they can realize something. Those who are Parsak, those who have Parikar Shari of Krishna, they can. In the eyes of Mukta Mahapurush, there is no mind. No, this, all these things. And for Baddha ji, no mukta. No mukta. We can only suppose, but we have no idea. Understand something? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given the idea that a devotee who will do Harinam and beg mercy from Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will realize something, Chetan Vastu, Chid Vastu, otherwise no. In Shastra so many has been, so Siddhanta has been told, only for us. And all Siddhanta are not for all. But it's for star of us. There are some Siddhanta for Kanishta Vaishnava. There are some for Madhyam. Some are other for Uttam Bhava. Or some are for those who have crossed the level of Maya, for them. So all Siddhanta are not in the same category. In Srimad Bhagavat, so many upadesh for various categories. But we should try to do bhajan and to realize all these things. Chinmaya Vastu. No tark will go there. Tark is
logic.
Logic. No logic. Why? Only Hare Krishna, and beg pardon. I think about 15 years before, what do you think about these Paramarths and Bhakti? Now you are thinking and understanding, realizing in other shape. Not that idea. It will be also changed when you will go to reach to the Mahabhagavata. And when you realize and across the Maya, then everything, what is it? Then what? So the idea of anadi buddha are eternal Buddha. A jiva has fallen from there, not by tarka, but our Acharya Bhat they have given. Think like so. Now what is your question?
Then Jiva Goswami says, as we have heard, that by association one gets bhakti. By mercy one gets bhakti. Then what
association of what?
Devotee. Devotee.
Devotee. What kind of devotee? Kanishta Vaishnava? Then what? Madhyam?
Madhyam or else Uttama acting as Madhyam. Madhyam.
Madhyam association, they will associate for Siddhanta only, not for experience.
Yeah.
For realization, three kinds of Uttam Bhagavata are necessary. What he has told. Nirbhut Kasaya, Murchit Kasaya, and Parikarpa. But first is Parikarpa Praptati. Secondly, like Sukhdev Goswami, Murchit Kasaya. And thirdly, like Narad, when he was practicing, he was Uttam Bhagavata. After darshan of Bhagavan, roaming here and there, always chanting Krishna, Sankirtan. But he was Bhagavata. But he was not, he was only Nirbhut, Murchit Kasaya. He was not Nirbhut Kasaya at first. After he became first class of Uttam Bhagavata. By the association of three Mahabhagavatam, anyone can have Bhagavata. And Madhyamadhikari may enter us by his association in Sadhana Bhakti. His mercy is, he can lead us to Uttam Bhagavata. Then,
what kind of bhakti he gets?
Who?
The candidate. The aspiring devotee. What kind of bhakti he gets will depend on what kind of associations he gets.
If he has some greed or not, the candidate, the sadhak devotee, whether he has any kind of special greed or not.
No greed.
Then Uttam Bhagavat cannot associate with him. Only Madhyam Adhikari. Samajh rahi hai? Madhyam Adhikari. No Uttam Bhagavat. He will not realize that he is, whether he is Uttam Bhagavat or Madhyam or Kanishta. If he has no greed. No? He is Kanishta Vaishnava. Then Madhyam Adhikari will associate. Krishna will arrange according to his qualification. And Madhyam Adhikari will give association. First he will create Shraddha, what is in his heart. And after Shraddha, again Sadhu Sangha, and again Sadhu Sangha, then he will go to Guru, Guru Padasya. And then Vishamena Gurau Seva. he will do Guru Seva and SEO. And what is in his swarup? By going, practicing bhakti, Hare Krishna, or Samana Kirtanam Smarana Bandhana Padhi Samana Achana, the anarth will endure. And actually, what is in his heart, swarup, it will come out like fire, achhadi.
Covered
the fire, it gives heat something if it is covered. Anyhow, it will give something. If it is covered by dust, very thick, but yet dust will be warm and it will be, and why it is heat? So, what is in his sarup will come gradually out. If he has no that kind of sadhu sangha, then greed will not come. What is in his soul? But if he is, by his past sanskar, you know?
Purva sanskar.
Sanskar. And advancement, Krishna will arrange him to have the association according to his heart. And Swajati Snigdha Ashay Rasik Bhav Bhakta Siddhanta will meet him. If he is sincere and have come to at this stage, then by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Goswami books and what he knows in his heart, he will hear the devotee and gradually this greed will come. When this greed will come, Ruchi at once come and then greed will come. Then Uttam Bhagavat association can be helped. Then Raganuga Bhakti will come. Otherwise, Vaidhi Bhakti will come and he will go. Associations of only Vaidhi Bhakti, Madhyam Adhikari, he will have. No Raganuga. He will fear from them, Raganuga. I'm disqualified. And what is he telling? Krishna is not Sadachari. He is so luxurious. And Krishna, why he kisses all gopis? Why he does rash? Oh, it is not good. I want a man, a person, characteristic as Sanat Sanandan, Sanatam Sanat. He will tell. Those who do like this, they are offensive. So I should not do it. Then this bhavana will come. And he will never go to that Rasik Vaishnava. And he will not read. He will tell that my guru has told that don't read 10 cantos. And don't read Raghunath Goswami's book and all of that. So he will try to not to associate. And those who have greed, they will ulangan karke. Ulangan.
Jumping.
And as gopis cross the barriers of sadachar, Gurujan and everything, with Sadacharya, everything they cross. They will also neglect all these things and have the society, and it will go up. Perhaps your question was other, I am telling others. No? When you will be qualified to have the Sangha of Uttam Bhagavad, then Krishna will judge his Gurudev, because he is Sakshat Haritvena. He has connection with Krishna. So by their mercy, they will arrange what sort of Uttam Bhagavad should associate him. As Krishna decided for Gop Kumar, and he told Srimati Radhika to manage, and Radhika managed. He sent a guru for Gop Kumar, no? And he came Jayant, perhaps. Jayant came and gave association to Gop Kumar. He gave association of Uttam Bhagavat of Sakharas. Srimati Radhika didn't arrange a Uttam Adhikari of Madhur Ras, because he was not of Madhur Ras. He actually has got the mantra of Sakharas. So he managed association of Sakharas. If he was of Madhur Ras, he could have sent Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, and all others. For Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected Lalita, and he gave in his hand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly managed here. No? For Haridas Thakur, what he managed? Be in that kuti, don't come in my Gambhira. You will not understand all these things. You should be Sadachari, and you should chant Hare Krishna Nam.
Maharaj, Krishna gave our Prabhupada to the whole world, which was very low. So, but Prabhupada is the highest Uttama. So how can you explain that?
What?
That Krishna gave our Prabhupada.
For general he went, not for a special. After that, when he will come and associate with them in a special shape and a special aura. Or he is coming in my heart and giving me a special gift. Perhaps he is giving me. Understand? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially did not give big, because he was as a pracharak. To certain persons he gave this thing. Otherwise, general Krishna Prem he gave. To elephant he gave. No? To creepers he gave Krishna Prem. They began to chant loudly, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. To elephant, what he gave? Krishna, Krishna. Had she told, uttered Radhe Radhe? No. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given him Gopi Prem, then it should loudly chant Radhe Radhe. So where we see that Krishna Krishna all has chanted, perhaps general Krishna Prem has.
What is that general Krishna?
General. General, no sadhan bhajan, only by drishti.
Dasya.
Common dasya, as a bhav, not prem. Vishuddha sattva hi megi. After that, sthai bhav will come, and after that, vibhav, sattik, vibhachari, all will come, and then he will enter in that, especially. Only up to that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a certificate of BA, graduate. Now you can enter in engineering, you can be a pleader, you can be a judge, we can be others. Every doors are open for you. Now you can go in this door, this door, this door, this door. And for Raghunath Das Goswami, oh, come on, come on. You should go in this Madhur door, Gopi door. Huh? Rupa Goswami, oh, come, come, come. You should go in this special door. And for elephant and all other ordinary person, Hari Bol, Krishna Prem, or that. On earth, everything has been done. After Ruchi, Asakti, and how is to come.
We are monkeys, how did we get in this door?
Perhaps we are monkeys in Vaikuntha.
So we got in this door.
Your Prabhupada has called from Vaikuntha, and now he is giving in Brajbhav. Not monkey of earth. Then?
Now, suppose some devotee has faith that if he just follows Srila Prabhupada's instructions, chants 16 rounds, follows the four principles, and preaches Krishna consciousness, then at the time of death, Prabhupada will come and give him mercy, and he will go back to Godhead.
This is not his mercy to send him there. After that, if he is merciful, he will request Krishna to manage and to come this path and good associations with him. This is the most merciful. And by association, again he will chant 1 lakh Harinam daily. And he had some grief, and then Anat will go, and up he will go to up to Ashakti or Ruchi, and after again he will have birth. He will go up to Ashakti, and he will have bhav. After some time, again he will come, and then have bhav, Vishuddha Sattva. And after that, he will have Swarup Siddhi, then he will go to Prakat Braja. And after Prakat Braj, with the association of Nitya Siddha Vaishnava, Nitya Siddha association of Nitya Siddha Ragatma Bhakta, then they will go to Aparat, back to God and back. After that, that is not a Rasgulla to take. His mercy is this. By and by, take them.
But then what is Kripa Siddha?
This is Kripa Siddha. This is Kripa Siddha. It cannot be done by sadhana. By sadhana you cannot have association like all these three Vaishnavas of Mahabharata. You will have to, Kripa Siddha means, he will give those who are sadhana siddha. They will have to bring wood, fire, pots, rice, dal, atta, this, and then do this, then puri will come, and sabji will come, and then we can. This is sadhana. And Kripa Siddha means Everything is ready in kitchen. Everything. He will bring and give. But you will have to take and
do this.
It will not come automatically. You will have to take. So to taking, giving association and doing all these things are kripashti. Kripasiddha, anyone? Example?
There's one
huh?
In Brihad Bhagavatamrita. At the end when Gop Kumar is speaking to Mathura Brahmana. So when he gives, tells his story, then Brahmana is not fully convinced. So then he embraces him. And when he embraces him, then he becomes overwhelmed with Krishna prayer.
At first he knew all this Siddhanta, but no realization. When he keep his hands on the head or embrace, he realized. As Brahma, he heard everything from Narayana, but not realized. When he, by his side, gave Kripa, then he realized. This is Kripa Siddhi. You'll have to hear, you'll have to hear association. This is among Kripa Siddhi. At least it has, it will have to do something. Like Kripa Siddha? Okay. Like Kripa Siddha Kaliya. Kaliya. Kripa Siddha. He has done nothing, no sadhana bhajan at all. But he, Krishna, gave his foot on his head. He was warning, he was cutting, he was doing enough not to give place for keeping his feet. He was but protesting, but yet forcibly Krishna kept his, this is Kripa.
But you're saying that Kripa Siddha, without special practices, will only be general type of siddha?
No. If he is Kripa Siddha, he will have to do something. Like Ramchandra gave Kripa to Dandakaranya 60,000 rupees. कहाँ जा रहे
हैं?
तुम लोग सब ठीक है? सब कुशल है घर में? बीच बीच में आएगी?
एकादशी
हाँ एकादशी दिन आएगी. ओ?
You want to ask?
This clear to clear this. Ramchandra gave his kripa to
Dandakaranya Rishi.
They at once went to Prakat Leela and they have worked in the womb of gopis. So, this is Kripa Siddha up to this. But after that,
they had to get association.
Their husbands
checked them,
not to go there. Then association of ragatmik or the special again mercy of Krishna. He went to them and they took the eyes door there and they embraced Krishna and everything went. And then they became to be with Krishna.
Yeah, I will give a specific example. This is common thought in ISKCON that Srila Prabhupada emphasized that we should do our bhajan, sadhana, and especially preach. And that if we do these things, because it is such an important thing, that even if we are not cultivating Raghunuga Bhajan, or even if we don't have association with Rasika Vaishnava, still Prabhupada, by his kripa, he will give that Braj Bhakti.
You have to do what he has told. He has told to do Krishna Bhakti and to preach. But what will be the effect of doing that thing? Krishna Prem Janmaye Pancher Alpasanga. Understanding? Automatically that thing will come. We should plant a seed in earth. What will be the effect? He has not given fruit, he has only given seed. Anyone, to anyone. He told that keep it in earth and pour water. You should do only this. What will be the effect? After something will come. It will grow and it will be. It will get flowers and after that fruit will come. And it will be ripe. And it will come to earth and he will see that. Oh, beautiful, restful thing. So he has given him and not told anything more. But those who are sincere and doing and following that, they will automatically be able. But it time. So ordinary persons go like so. Our Gurudev has also not clearly and vividly and such has told me all this. But by doing and practicing what he has told, all things are come, so automatically it will come. Association will also come. He has not told to you to come to me, why you are coming? Why you are coming? You are violating his order?
He is not told not to come.
So gradually the things will come. If anyone is sincere. He has not told all these things, but he knows that it will come. A girl has her marriage. Her parents does not tell that a boy will come. They tell, but boy comes automatically. That is. Anyone should do in general, chant. He will automatically will chant more than 16 rounds. If he has some sattva, shorten and he will have some taste afterwards. There is no need to tell him that, oh, which test you should do. Out of if he is sincere and doing all these things. If you have told that, you should distribute these books, Gita. This duty Monday, he may see what is in this. He can ask you that, what is in this? One day he will surely ask. And if he is sincere, he will try to follow. And sarva dharman pratyajamam ekam saranam bhaja. He can do. And after that, he may associate with others and will go higher. So for ordinary persons, he has told the path and that of bhakti, chant Hari name and do all this. And by path, if you work, all these things will come.
We find over the years that...
But a man, he has told that you should please if a man will come, no. I will strictly follow Prabhupada, no? I will do nothing, practically no, I will don't associate others. I will not read any book, Bhagavata and all this. I will not chant more than 16 rounds. If anyone cut my head, I will not do it. No? Then, will he progress? This is the Prabhupada's order. Then don't read Bhakti Swami Sindhu, he has told. Everything in my book, he will do. Anyone. But he has ordered that you should not see Ujjwal Neel. We should not see Svabhavali. You should not see. You should not chant or you cannot tell, you cannot pray Radha. Yeah? Kataksha, Kripa Kataksha. You should not attack, otherwise they will go to hell. He has told anyone that you should read Katak, Kripa Katak. He has told. Why you do? He has told that you should hear Bilap Kushmanjali. He has told. To go Narayan Maharaj and
he's told all these things. Through you, he is told. Sure.
So we should know what was his ambition and what he has told for us. He has told so differently. Not to stick in a point. If a man has greed, he will not hear. If a father supports his daughter, gives feeding, he is sending in school, he is spending so much for that girl, and when he becomes at the age of 20 or 25, can he check her? And if she has love with anyone, can he do anything? Because it is svabhavik in bhakti. No checking, nothing. So in bhakti rajya also, after chanting, association, she vigraha seva, sadhu sanganam kirtan bhagavat sama, makpurabhasi mukti saddhāna. Sakal sadhana sest ei panchang, Krishna prem janmaya ei pachara. Krishna prem order, come. Thus?
One last question.
What?
For Dham. Jiva Goswami has said that one's devotion will develop according to the amount of mercy he gets, the quantity of mercy he gets. So what will determine the amount of mercy he gets?
It depends on who will give mercy, not in my hand or your hand. How much mercy, what kind of mercy? He will see that what mercy he can क्या है वो
डाइजेस्ट
जब हजम कर सकता
है
डाइजेस्ट एंड फैट इज बेटर फैट देन डाइजेस्ट टू एनीवन ही कैन बिस्टो सख टू एनीवन भाव टू एनीवन ही बिस्टो हिज मर्सी सो दैट अनर्थ विल गो शुद्ध भक्ति विल कम देयर आर सो मच वेरियस काइंड्स ऑफ मर्सी बस बेस्ट मर्सी इज टू टू गिव ए ग्रीड फॉर राधा दास दिस इज द मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल मर्सी ऑफ In that mercy, we can be mad. Only the air is making you all mad. And then that thing will come, then what it does. Kya hua?
Over the years, we've seen so many things happen to us and to the movement. And it's been our observation that very few devotees actually...
I'm not hearing sound, sir.
Very few devotees actually become serious about this issue.